What do you get from a college education? And given today's eye-popping costs, is it worth it? We're following a group of college seniors through this academic year and asking them those questions, as well as some less weighty ones. Have you been?
Everything has been going well. It's been quite the interesting semester thus far.
That's University of Maryland senior Rhys Hall, who'll be the first college graduate in his family after the spring semester. He is African-American, the son of a single mother. He's a sociology major, and he's been very active in campus affairs. Like the other students we're following, he's from Montgomery County, Maryland, just outside Washington.
Hi, I'm Carrie.
Carrie, Rhys, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I've heard a lot about you, actually.
As yourself.
As two undergraduates among 27,000 students, they had never met, so we introduced them. Carrie Chung graduated last week at the end of the fall semester. She is the daughter of Chinese immigrants and the first in her family to go to college. Her major is community health, and this past semester she spent most of her time doing an internship. She also had a job on campus to help pay for college. And she has spent a lot of time looking for her first job after college.
Actually, the other day I found a social media job that required 7 years of experience. And, you know, social media kind of didn't really exist 7 years ago.
Rhys, with ambitions of earning a PhD, has been preparing grad school applications to several universities.
I'd like to come back to Maryland. If I do, I'd probably consider American studies as opposed to sociology.
American studies as opposed to sociology?
Yes. I have been receiving suggestions that state if you would consider, and this is only for Maryland, if you were to stay at the same graduate school where you completed your undergraduate studies, it would be a good idea to diversify yourself and consider what other majors that are aligned with yours can have to offer. So Maryland is the only school I'm considering American studies for. Every other school I am applying to sociology.
Rhys, to your advisors and professors, are they encouraging about academic positions one can get with a PhD in sociology?
Very much so. They often ask me, do you just want to have the letters near your name, or is there an actual goal you have with that? For me, being at a Research One institution, I've seen the impact that being a creator of knowledge can have for the next generation. So for me, my goal is to attain tenure and to become a research-based professor at a Research One institution and publish articles based in research I conduct.
And Carrie, you'll be looking for a job in the spring. For you, is a job going to mean a job right here around University of Maryland or around Washington, D.C.?
Well, I also was applying for jobs out in Seattle, out in Washington. That's where I want to end up. But then I started to research, and the more planning I did, the more I realized that that was only a dream for now. And right now, I really need to focus on what is feasible financially. So I have limited my job search to the DMV area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
So that's it. If you don't have to assume the cost of rent, then you can afford the kind of job that you're most likely to get. To go out and find a place to live in Seattle would be much more expensive.
Yes, and also a lot of entry-level jobs, they're really tricky. They tell you that you need at least 2 to 3 years of experience, but you can't gain that experience unless you are at an entry-level job.
Well, I mean, listen, you two, you're much closer to what's happening with your friends out there as they approach the job market than any study we can get from any labor economist. So what are you hearing? I mean, what do people say about the real world out there?
Well, first, about something Carrie just said a couple of seconds ago, I thought was great. We talked about the adult life. I believe you stated it was a dream that I'm realizing for now can't be the case. And when we have these dreams and we don't think they're feasible, we just get rid of them. We say that's not possible. I'm never going to do it. I like how you said, for now, I'm going to try to get a job in this area. It's not the door's not closed yet. It's just I can't open it quite now.
And Carrie, do you ever hear from, say, your parents? You've done so much work with healthcare. Have you thought about medical school?
Oh, well, up until last year, my parents thought I was still going to be a doctor or a nurse. So, you know, when you say community health, and your parents who didn't grow up here in America, they hear health and they think, oh, hospital, oh, medical school, oh, you're going to be a doctor. And it's very hard to explain to them, especially when you're limited in the words that you know in their language, what your passion is and what you're going to do. And even though you're not going to make as much as a doctor, you'll still be helping out in the same sense. While doctors are curing diseases, you're here trying to prevent them from happening in the first place.
Well, good luck to both of you, and it's great to see you again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
One update since that conversation, Carrie Chung continues to send out job applications. She is also planning to take the Certified Health Education Specialist examination, and she's thinking about nursing school. Tomorrow, two Montgomery County students who headed to New York City to pursue a higher education in the arts.